I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Sudan tops the news today, where recent peace agreements have created a fresh opening for outreach in the South. The church in southern Sudan has been brutalized by the civil war. That's why SIM's Steve Strauss says their national partners in Ethiopia and Nigeria have sent in missionaries. They're helping Sudanese believers by training teachers and helping the church in evangelism and discipleship.
The work in southern Sudan will be with people who are from an animistic background, some of them nominal Christians, others stronger Christians, helping them get a much more thorough grounding in their faith and sharing the gospel with those that don't know the Lord yet.
Next, Compassion International in Bolivia has an ambitious goal to change their nation, starting with the children. Compassion International's Gianni Blanco says that's why they're working to transform lives one child at a time. The Ministry of Compassion finds sponsors for needy children, paying for a program that teaches first about the transforming power of Jesus Christ and also provides food, health care, and education. And the Bible League is excited to announce a ministry expansion into Chile, their 55th country worldwide. The church in this Latin American country is growing, and the Bible League's Scott Thunder says there's such a need for Bibles there.
Believe it or not, there's about 3 million Christians in the country of Chile, and only about 120,000 Bibles a year get into the country.
Thunder says Chile is strategic because God's Word brings healing and transformation.
It's always exciting when you have a brand new country opening up and beginning to see change in people's lives and change in the local communities.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering you a free copy of Evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.